I moved into eating position above the scraps. Grover sat down a few feet away and watched me with a cockeyed smile, while Sally Mae towered above me and watched me with her arms crossed. I took a large something into my mouth and began chewing. It was soft on the outside, hard on the inside, and tasted a bit like, well, like corn. As a matter of fact, it tasted a lot like corn. And the more I chewed it, the cornier it tasted. I rolled it around in my mouth and let it fall back to the ground. I stared at it. It was a corn cob. I lifted my head and searched Sally Mae's face for some answers. Had this been an accident? Was it some kind of joke? What did we have here? I wagged my tail and waited for an answer.
Well, go on and eat it. If you can chew bones, you can chew corn cobs. There's nothing wrong with them.
Let me break in here to point out that while Sally Mae was a wonderful lady in many respects, there were things she didn't understand about dogs. Dogs don't eat corn cobs. I sniffed out the scraps one last time, drew my tail up between my legs, and, shall we say, vanished into the evening shadows. I hid in some tall weeds just above the gas tanks and watched to see what would happen next. Sally Mae shook her head and said something about Hank being too fussy for his own good. And then she looked at Drover.
But you'll eat them, won't you, Drover? You're not a fussy eater, are you? Come here, puppy.
You know what the little dope did? He wagged and grinned his way over to the fence, collected his pat on the head, and then made a big show of eating a darn corn cob. I could have wrung his neck. He gummed the cob and rolled it around in his mouth and grinned up at Sally Mae, just as though he'd got hold of the best steak on the ranch, until Sally Mae went back into the house and turned off the yard light. And then, why, you'd thought that corn cob was on fire the way he spit it out. Once the audience goes home, the farce is over. I came out of hiding and walked over to Drover. That was a pretty good show you put on, son.
Oh, thanks, Hank. I didn't want Sally Mae to think we didn't like her corn cobs.
Yes, I noticed. It was a brilliant stroke. Now, for the rest of our lives, she's gonna be feeding us corn cobs and garbage. And thanks to you, she'll expect us to eat it.
Gee, I hadn't thought of it that way.
That's too bad, son. You've made your bed, and now the chickens will come home to roost in it.
Oh, my gosh, they're awful messy.
Exactly. Well, you've made a shambles of the evening. Let's see if we can salvage something of the night. Come on, we've still got 2 days' work to do between now and daylight.